Cardiff. This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. I'm responding to an email that I received.
I'm sorry, can you say that again, ma'am?
I said I'm responding to a letter that I received. Commercial Financial Division, is that who you are?
Yes.
So, what is it and how do you find out? What do you need to find out if I qualify for how much?
Well, what type of loan are you looking for?
Well, I'm a construction business. I want to finance a piece of equipment and would like a little bit of working capital. We get ready to start a big project here in Colorado, and I want to be ready and prepared. I want to be ready, willing, and able.
Okay, makes sense. Let me see here. There's a 16-digit reservation code on that form. I can get that from you, and then once I open up your file, I'll get your email address, and I'll send you everything you need.
24-11-05-01-0028-0297.
R&R Transportation?
That is correct.
Okay. And what is the best phone number for you?
303-297-0580.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Roxanne Randall.
Okay. And what is the best email address for you?
R.R. Transportation Inc. at yahoo.com.
Are you in front of the computer now?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, I'm going to send an email. I want to make sure you receive it because it'll have my contact information.
I'm a business owner. I'm always in front of this computer.
I know. I hear you. I hear you. Now that, you know, technology is what it is, you know, you never get away, right? Whether it's phone or...
Exactly. I'm like, oh, I got to get off this computer. Let me look at this.
Right.
It's continuous work searching, continuous billing, continuous invoices, and talking to gentlemen such as yourself. I'm like, what did I do before my business?
I know, exactly. Okay, so because you're looking at both working capital and equipment, I'm going to send you two separate forms to fill out because they go to two separate departments here.
Okay.
One is for the working capital, one is for the equipment. And then I'm going to need, have you completed your 2015 tax return yet?
I'm actually getting it prepared for the IRS guy now. I have to get it in so he can do the tax.
No problem.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go ahead and send you, I'm just going to request the 14 from you. And then do you have the equipment picked out yet? Do you have a quote on the equipment?
I think so. I'll have to talk to my partner. He does the searching on that, so.
Okay.
He's the one I have looking for it. And he probably... more interested in working capital, which is...
Okay.
I always say both, because you never know.
Yeah, no, it's better. This way you can be approved for it, and then if you need it, great, or, you know, if you need more, or whatever the case may be, you've already done the paperwork.
Okay.
Like I said, the information is pretty much the same on both forms. It's just kind of in a different order, but, you know, they'll both, you can fill both of them out in just a few minutes.
Okay. Kevin, where are you located at?
Our headquarters are in San Diego. My office is actually in Irvine, California.
Okay. Alrighty. My partner will want to know where you're located. He likes to do all the bee, what do you call it?
Okay.
Guns and the bee and bee. So before we get started, I'll have to have basically an address and some information of you because he'll want to know. Is it on the attachments?
It's not, but I believe I've got, let me see, I think I have my, actually it might be, but I think I have, you know, our web link and that email that I just sent you.
Okay.
Let me double check.
Oh, there you go. Alrighty.
Yes, so there is a link for our website, so you can get all that information on us, you know, right there.
Okay, sounds good. And I will be in touch as soon as he does his research.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Alrighty. You have a great evening. Thank you for the phone call.
You as well. Thank you for the offer.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.